耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续从天上来的声音。
We continue on the voices from heaven.
那是用谦卑以清洁的心来聆听天上的声音。
With a humble and a pure heart, we hear the voices from heaven.
还记得第五次从天上来的声音吗？
Can you recall the fifth voice from heaven?
第五次的声音就是我们真教会最荣耀、最精彩、最让我们兴奋的那个时刻。
The fifth voice from heaven was the most glorious and also spectacular as well as most exciting moment for the
church. 也是真神救赎工作完全成就成功的时刻。
It is also the completion of the entire salvation plan of the Lord God.
天上有大声音宣告。
There was a great voice from heaven declaring.
世上的国都成了我主基督的国。
That the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our God and our Lord.
我们期待这一天的到来。
We look forward into this day.
那是非常兴奋的心情。
It is a very exciting day.
你看这句话好像没有什么。
You do not understand this phrase.
那是世界末日。
And that actually means the end of the world.
再没有这个世界了。
There's no more this world.
当然也再没有魔鬼了。
Oh, then there's no more devil.
当然也没有死亡，没有悲伤了。
And there's also no more death, no more sorrows.
我们就是期待这一天到来。
And this is the day that we look forward to.
但这件事情到现在还没有成就，还没有完全的成功。
However, this has not come to pass, and we have not completed.
因为现在的世界。仍然不是属神的。
Because this world does not belong to the Lord God.
圣经说，这世界都成了鬼魔的住处，都成了污秽之灵的巢穴，都是属魔鬼属。
The Bible describes that this world now belongs to the devil and is the nest of the demons and the devil.
那世上许许多多的人都不跟从主耶稣，不信从独一真神。
Many people in the world do not believe the true God and do not follow him.
那么世上的国成了我主基督的国，哪里有来到呢？还没来到。
That for this day to come, where the kingdoms of the world to become the kingdoms of the Lord God and His Christ, it has not come.
只是一部分真耶稣教会的信徒，真耶稣教会的这个地方，有真教会的地方成就了。
And only in places where there are the true Jesus Church, that this has partly accomplished.
但是真教会里面不是所有人都成功的。
But even in a true church, that not everyone is successful.
因为里面也有很多是失败的，是不得救的，是不圣洁的。
There are also those who are not victorious, who have failed, and who are not holy.
但是我们从启示录，从主耶稣的大声说。我们听到了这件事一定会到来。
From the book of Revelation, from the loud declaration of this voice, we can see that this day must come.
所以你不要轻看了这个从天上来的声音，每一个声音，每一件事情都是那么的重要。
Let us not look lightly on every voice from heaven, as every voice that is declared is very important.
现在我们再次听从天上来的第六次的声音。
Now we shall hear the sixth voice from heaven.
那第六次的声音是什么呢？
What is the sixth voice from heaven?
第六次的声音，我们来看启示录的十二章。
We look at Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Revelation 12.
我们读十节到十一节。
Verse 10 to verse 11.
请看这第六次的声音在讲什么。
We look at this sixth voice. What is he talking about?
一、二、三。我听见在天上有大声音说。我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被甩下去了弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命好这里我们看到、是第六次从天上来的声音。
Here we see the sixth voice from heaven.
而且这声音非常大声的在宣布。
This voice is a very loud declaration.
宣布什么呢
？What is it declaring?
我神的救恩。
The salvation of the Lord God.
能力。
The strength of God.
国度
the kingdom of God,
还有基督的权柄
the power of his Christ,
这世界呢工人呢救恩的工人呢全部现在都来到了
and the day of the salvation of the workers of God have come.
这四大救赎的工人也是神四大荣耀
and these four functions of redemption also are the glory of God.
那么这个声音之前的背景是什么呢
What is the context before this voice?
如果有时间我们看七节到九节
If you have time, you study from verse 7 to verse 9.
它的背景是因为天上出现了灵节大征战
The context is about the great spiritual warfare in heaven.
是很激烈的大征战
It was a very spectacular one.
不是我们世间的世界的征战
It is not a worldly war.
那个是天使跟魔鬼的征战
It is a warfare between the angels and
天使带着他的一起所有的魔使者跟天使长带着所有的天使在跟魔鬼征战。
Now this host of angels, together with the archangel, are now fighting the war, with the devil.
主耶稣启示我们，属灵上、天上曾经发生这样激烈的属灵征战。
The Lord Jesus had revealed to us that in the spiritual realm there was also a war that like this that happened. Before.
感谢主，那这次的灵界征战中。哦、天使们神国、哦、大大的得胜
and thank the Lord that this war will be a victorious one on the angel's side
那最重要的说魔鬼、哦、在天上再没有他们的地方没有魔鬼的地方
more importantly there is no more place of the devil in heaven
如果没有这一次的征战
without this warfare
那天上呢某一个地方某一个天上呢仍然是被魔鬼跟魔鬼的使者他们占据的他们仍然在那边的
In fact, certain segments or certain part of heaven still belongs to the devil
但经过这次的灵节征战过后天上再没有他们的地方
But after this spiritual warfare to come there will be no more place of the devil in heaven
这是非常、哦、荣耀的胜利
This is a most glorious victory.
是彻底的胜利。
It is utter victory.
所以将来我们回到天上去。
In the future, we return to heaven.
你不用再担心天上再有征战。
No longer do we worry about any wars in heaven.
更不用再担心又有魔鬼的工作，又有天使犯罪。
Nor do we have to worry about the work of the devil or any angels sinning.
这里说再没有他们的地方了。
Here it says there is no more place of the devil.
难道你不信主耶稣所讲的吗
？Do you not believe in the words of Jesus?
天上再没有他们的地方，那就是真的没有了。
That there will be no more place found for them in heaven.
圣经在这个世界到处都有魔鬼，都有魔鬼的工作。
In today's world, everywhere we find the work of the devil.
无论是白天还是晚上。
Be it in the day or in the night.
每一个时刻都有魔鬼的工作。
Every moment passes with the work of the devil.
那什么地方是没有魔鬼的呢
？Is there any place without the devil?
一丁点都没有的呢
？There's not a place without the devil.
那就是天上。
Only heaven.
我再重复一次。
Let me repeat.
我们现在住的这个世界
，the world that we live in，
仍然这个世界充满着魔鬼的工作。
It's the world full of the work of the devil.
因为圣经说，启示录十八章说，那是魔鬼的住处，魔鬼的窝来的。
Because in Revelation chapter 18, it tells us that it's the nest of the devil.
我们许多世人就跟魔鬼住在这个世上。这个地球上
many people of the world dwell together with the devil.
那所以当然有很多魔鬼的工作，有很多邪恶的事情啊。
Certainly there will be a lot of the work of the devil and a lot of work of wickedness.
只有一个地方是没有魔鬼的，更没有魔鬼工作的。
Except for one place without the work of the devil.
那就是天上。
That's only in heaven.
那是最圣洁的地方了。
Then that's the most holy place.
最平安的地方，最喜乐的地方。
And most peaceful, most joyful.
那你说教会啊，教会可能也是没有。教会也是没有魔鬼的地方、啊、
You say that the church also is a place without a devil.
所以哪一个传道跟你讲教会没有魔鬼工作的？
Is there any preacher that has told you that there's no work of the devil in a church?
不止世界有魔鬼工作。
Not only is there work of the devil in the world.
真教会神的国度里面也有魔鬼的工作。
The work of the devil also is in the church.
如果你看启示录，耶稣讲的七教会。
If you look at Revelation in the seven churches.
耶稣直接走。其中有一间教会里面有撒旦的座位，魔鬼在教会里面作王啊，有他的座位，有他的窝啊，在教会里面。
Jesus had directly pointed out that one church there is the throne of the devil.
所以传道的重点在哪里
？What am I trying to stress?
这世界是没有圣洁的啦。
There's not a place that is holy in this world.
这世界是没有平安的。
Not a place that is peaceful in this world.、
啊、 真正平安圣洁没有魔鬼的地方是在天上。
The place that has true peace and holiness is in heaven.
啊，这是它的背景中一个很重要的真理，很重要的启示。
This is a very important teaching and also revelation in this context.
好，我们这里回到这个第十节来。
We come back to verse 10.
这里说天上有大声音说，很大的声音。
Here there was a very loud voice in heaven.
几乎每一次天上从天上有声音的时候，都是大声说的。
It's almost every time when there's a voice from heaven, it is spoken loudly.
那说什么呢？
What is it speaking?
这里说出了神四种得胜的欢呼。
It talks about the cheers of victory, four types of victory.
四种得胜的荣耀。
Four types of glorious glory or victory.
好，那第一个。
First one.
这里说神的救恩来到了。
It tells us salvation of God has come.
神的救恩怎样来到呢？
How has salvation of God come?
神的救恩是借着主耶稣基督成全了。
He has come and accomplished through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以十字架上的最后一句话是什么呢？
What is the last statement made on the cross?
就是耶稣断气之前喊出了成了这句话。
Before Jesus breathed his last on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
我们都知道神的救恩。
We all know about the salvation grace.
但神的救恩是怎样成全的？
But how is salvation grace being accomplished?
神的救恩是借着主耶稣基督成全的。
The salvation grace of God has been accomplished through Jesus Christ.
哦，没有人可以代替主耶稣做这件工作。
There's not a man who can replace Jesus.
是的，我们也很爱神。
Yes, we all love the Lord.
我们也愿意付出我们的生命。来为神来工作。
So much so that we are willing to sacrifice our lives to work for the Lord.
但唯独这个救恩，十字架的救赎，你跟我都没有资格来去参与的。
But only this work of the salvation or the redemption of the cross is a work that we cannot participate.
就算你被钉在十字架上，你的血也不能够救我们的。
Even if you were to be nailed on the cross, your blood cannot save.
因为你的血也是肮脏的，都是充满罪恶的。
Because your blood is also filthy and full of sin.
一个本来该死、该审判的人，怎么能够救有罪的人呢？
Men like us who are doomed and condemned, how can we save the others?
所以神的救恩是借着主耶稣基督成全了。
Therefore, the salvation grace of God is accomplished through Jesus Christ.
这是唯独主耶稣能够做的，只有他能够做的。
This is the work of God which only can be done by Jesus.
你就明白为什么主耶稣说是我拣选你们，不是你们拣选我这一句话。
Now you also understand why Jesus said that it is I who choose you, not you who choose me.
因为不是你钉十字架。
Because you are not the one nailed on the cross.
就算你愿意去钉十字架，为耶稣而死，为世人而死，你也是不能救我们的呀。
Even if you are so willing to be nailed on the cross, you cannot save anyone.
所以你现在明白了这句话吗？
Now you understand this statement.
耶稣说：“是我拣选你们，不是你们拣选我，因为救恩是他成全的。”
Jesus、
是他完成的。
That it is I who choose you, not you who choose me, because Jesus is the one who accomplished salvation.
可是我们误解了这句话。
But we misunderstand his grace.
就把它解释成啊，主耶稣拣选你，啊，主耶稣没有拣选我，啊，主耶稣没有拣选他。
We understand it.
他就是说，不是我不要信哦，是耶稣不拣选我哦，变成这样哦。
In a way that Jesus only chooses those he pleases, and those who are not chosen, they can blame it on Jesus.
我们的对这种拣选啊。而且预定论啊，我们都没有解释清楚。
We have failed to explain this message of choosing election and determinism.
甚至是越解释越误解了主耶稣的救赎。
And this predestination, we also misunderstand the salvation grace of God.
第二件这个救赎的功能是什么？
What is the second function of redemption?
就是神的能力。
The power of God.
神的能力要怎么样来彰显呢？
How is the power and strength of God?
原来神的能力是借着福音彰显啊。
The strength of God is manifested through the gospel.
特别是要借着福音彰显出神的能力。
It is especially through the gospel that God's strength is manifested.
因为福音是神的大能啊。
Because the gospel is a great might of God.
请看这个罗马书第一章。
We turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
我们来读十六节。
We read verse 16.
来，一章十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 16.
1:3。我不以福音为耻。这福音本是神的大能，这个大能要救谁？
Power of God
是要救一切相信的。
Power of God to save everyone who believes.
先是犹太人，后是希利尼。
First the Jews and then the Greek.
神的能力要 要借助什么来彰显？要在哪里彰显
？How is the power of God manifested？
特别是要借助福音彰显神的能力。
It is manifested through the gospel。
所以福音是神的大能。
Therefore, the gospel is the great power of God。
能够将一个凶恶的人变成一个纯良的鸽子，变成纯良的羔羊。
Which is able to convert and transform a wicked man into a very gentle and meek sheep.
而且在我们的福音上有许多的神迹奇事。
And in the gospel of Christ, there are many miraculous signs.
在我们的洗礼当中，也有许多的神迹奇事。
And also in our baptism sacrament, there are also many miraculous signs.
比如说一个抬重下去洗礼的人。
When a man was carried to the baptism site.
从水里上来的时候，他自己走上来了，不用你抬了。
And after he arose from the water, he was able to walk on his own.
我们真耶稣教会哦，神借着这个福音啊，哦，彰显了他的能力。
The true Jesus Church has manifested the power of God through the gospel.
还有许多那些人的改变，性情的改变，生命的改变。
And also many transformation in people, through the gospel.
所以神的能力要在哪里彰显
？Where can we see the power of God？
你要注意哦，是要借助福音来彰显。
Take note that it is manifested through the gospel.
并不是神哦，为了彰显他能力，到处去行大神迹，去显出他的大能力。哇，让人家看到，哇，神很厉害，哇，神很荣耀，哇，神很不是这样的啦，神不搞这些东西啦。
God does not randomly and casually manifest his power, anywhere and everywhere.
那是变成一种炫耀了。
It is, that would be about, that would be God boasting.
但神的能力不是这样来炫耀的。
But God's power is not, him boasting.
他能力要借助福音，你信福音来彰显出他的能力，他的能力了。
God will only manifest his power through the gospel in which we believe.
但这个神的大能，神的能力，神的大能，是要救一切相信的人。
The great power and great might of God will save those who believe.
那不信的人呢，神没有在他身上，在他的人生中显看见，让他看见神的能力。
And those who do not believe, God will not manifest to them His power through the gospel.
他也体验不到，感受不到。
Nor will they be able to experience God's might.
因为你不信啊。
Because they don't believe.
你信呢，这一切能力就彰显了。
If you believe, this might and power will be manifested.
你会深深的被神的这种能力全能来感动，来深深的敬拜。
And deeply and thoroughly, you will be moved by the might and power of God, and you will worship.
所以今天，亲爱的兄弟姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你要重新认识神的能力。
Today, you need to come and know God's power.
我们都知道神的能力是全能的。
We all know God's power as almighty.
我们说的无所不能。
We say it's almighty.
但这种无所不能的能力，不是随便就到处去彰显给人家看。
And yet, this omnipotence of power of God should not be casually manifested.
到处来怎样来见证哇，来证明神是怎样厉害。
To show everywhere to prove that God is so powerful.
神当然可以这样彰显。
Of course, God could have done that.
但神没有这样彰显。
But God chose not to do
that. 他说是借助福音来彰显。
And in His words, it is only through the gospel He manifests His power.
所以一些不信的人说
，Those who don't believe，
你说到你的神这么厉害
，You are saying that your God is so great.
你现在在我面前显现出来，我就信了。变一堆银子出来，我就相信了。
Why don't you turn something, turn this into some gold? I will believe you.
我的同学真的跟我这样讲呀。
That's exactly what my friend said to me.
现在不用讲这么多了。
Don't talk to me so much.
你的耶稣如果现在显现在我面前
，If your Jesus could appear to me right now,
然后他知道我喜欢钱。
He knows that I like money.
他知道我现在没有钱。
And I need money.
他拿一堆手上变一堆钞票出来，那我就信他。
If your God can appear and give me some money in His hands, I will believe Him.
另一个同学。
Another friend
跟着这样说
also said,
如果耶稣是神这么厉害
if Jesus is so great a God,
他变那个美女现在在我的面前啊
let him create a beautiful woman in front of me,
我就信他了
I would believe him,
难道主耶稣做不到变钱 变那个漂亮女孩子出现主耶稣做不到吗
can Jesus not make any money or make any beautiful woman?
但你说主耶稣会做这种事情会变这种行这种神迹吗
but do you think that Jesus would do this kind of miraculous sign?
那是污秽啊那是肮脏的呀
this is filthy, this is corruption
那个不是清洁不是单纯的呀
this is not purity, this is not clean
里面那种色情里面也存着贪婪
this is filth and lewdness and greed.
所以神的能力不是这样来彰显，知道吗，弟兄姐妹？
The power of God must not be manifested.
不要傻傻说，彰显给我看，彰显给我看，然后祷告主啊，先给他看，主啊，先给他看，不是这样的。
Don't be so foolish to call upon God to show some miracles to people.
是借着福音彰显。
It is through this gospel.
第三个功能，救赎的功能是什么？
What's the third function of the redemption?
第三个救赎的功能就是神的国度。
The third function is the kingdom of God.
那神的国度要怎么样建立呢？
How do we build the kingdom of God?
原来神的国度是借着教会建立了起来。
The kingdom of God is only built through the church.
我们真耶稣教会就是神的国。
The true Jesus church is the kingdom of God.
真耶稣教会就是神的家。
The true Jesus church is the home, house of God.
真耶稣教会就是神的殿。
True Jesus church is the temple of God.
真耶稣教会就是神的工作，神的荣耀。
True Jesus church is the work and the glory of God.
神的国要在哪里看到？
Where do we see the kingdom of God?
神的国要在哪里被建立？
Where is the kingdom of God built?
原来神是借着教会建立了神的国度。
The Lord God builds His kingdom in the church.
所以你要到哪里才可以进入到神的国？
Where can you find and enter this kingdom of God?
你要到哪里去找到神的国？
Where can you find the kingdom of God?
你要到真教会里面。
You have to enter the true church.
因为神的国不是借着世界一个团体。一个世界的什么集团这样来建立的，不是。
The kingdom of God is by no means built by any worldly organizations or any club or any societies.
它是借着那些被主耶稣宝血洗净了买来的人建立了这个神的国度。
The kingdom of God is only built by those who have been redeemed and cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus.
那第四个救赎的功能是什么？
The fourth function of redemption.
这里说就是神的权柄，基督的权柄。
Tells us here is the power of Christ.
权柄是借着圣灵来执行了。
This power of Christ is implemented through the Holy Spirit.
权柄需要有人去执行啊。
This power has to be implemented.
原来神的权柄是借着圣灵去执行的。
It is only through the Holy Spirit that the power of Christ is implemented.
那这个权柄，这个圣灵的权柄呢？主耶稣给了教会了。
This power of the Holy Spirit is given to the church by Jesus.
我们看马太福音书二十八章。
We turn to Matthew chapter 28.
这是我们很熟悉的。
This is a Bible verse we are familiar with.
主耶稣要升天之前，召集这个十一个门徒来。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gathered the 12 disciples.
请注意哦，是十一个哦，不是十二个。
Take note, it is 11 disciples, not 12.
因为有一个已经哦。出卖耶稣了，他已经不配得到这个权柄了。
Because the one of them had already betrayed Jesus, he was not worthy anymore.
这个建立神的国，他已经没有份了，他也没有份参与了。
And no longer did he have a part with building the kingdom of God.
十八节说
，Verse 18 says,
耶稣对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，都得到了。”
Jesus spoke to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
耶稣得到了天上地下所有的权柄。
Jesus has attained all authority in heaven and on earth.
所以圣经说，天上地下没有一样被造之物，没有一件事不服从耶稣的。
The Bible tells us that there's nothing on earth and in heaven that does not obey Jesus.
那是因为他这个权柄。
It is because of his authority.
可是这么大的权柄，主耶稣却给了教会。
Such mighty authority has been given to the church.
因此主耶稣吩咐门徒说。去奉他的名给他们施洗吧。
Therefore, Jesus commanded the disciples to baptize in His name.
这个就是叫他们带着圣灵的权柄来去建立神的国度，建立神的教会。
That's Him asking us to carry this authority to build His kingdom.
靠着圣灵的权柄去建立。
It is through the power, the authority of the Holy Spirit.
去把这些灵魂抢救回来。
That these souls be safe.
然后二十节说，然后建立了教会，在教会里面不断用圣经、用神的话、用主的教训，让他们去遵守。
In verse 20, it also tells us that after that, we continue to teach them to keep and observe the teachings of the Lord.
如果教会有这样做
，If the church does so,
主耶稣所吩咐的，我们都照样做，照样讲，照样教导。
That we observe all the things that Jesus has commanded and we teach accordingly.
主说他就要跟神的国、神的教会、神的家同在。
The Lord says that He will abide with the church, with His kingdom.
而且不是同在一百年、两百年，不是。
Not just for 100 or 200 years.
一直到世界的末了。
But even to the end of the age.
所以神的权柄要怎样去执行呢？谁去执行神的权柄？
Therefore, how is the power of God being implemented? Who carry out?
原来神的权柄借着圣灵去执行。
It is carried out and implemented by the Holy Spirit.
那这样听起来了， 讲解过后，你明白了什么呢？
And after hearing this, what do you understand?
以上的四种得胜的欢呼，
The four cheers of victory,
全部都在真耶稣教会里面实现，
are manifested in the true Jesus Church.
全部都在真耶稣教会里面彰显出来，
all are manifested in the true Jesus Church.
全部都在真耶稣教会里面去执行，
all are implemented in true Jesus Church.
神的救恩你要从哪里得到？
Where do you attain the salvation grace of God?
这种神的救恩借助福音成就，这种福音要从哪里得到？
It is through the gospel that the salvation of God is manifested.
现在唯一的就是真教会，真耶稣教会。
The only place you can find it is in true Jesus Church.
因为这是全备的。
Because it is complete.
真正能够赦罪的，真正能够能够得救的。
The complete gospel that can truly save and cleanse sins.
那神的能力要在哪里彰显？
Where is the power of God manifested?
在真耶稣教会彰显。
It is manifested in true Jesus
Church. 所以真耶稣教会有许多大神迹奇事，非常多的神迹奇事。
Indeed, there are many miraculous signs found in the true Jesus Church.
每一个都是神能力的彰显。
Everything is the power manifested by God.
神的国度要在哪里可以进入？
Where can we enter the kingdom of God?
在真耶稣教会，你进入真教会就是进入了神的国度，天国的国度。
You enter in the true Jesus Church. You enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为这里确实是神的国度。
Because truly, this is the kingdom of God.
有神，有耶稣，有天使，有真理，有种种天国的圣洁。
There's God, Jesus, the angels, and the truth, and all holiness.
那神的权柄要在哪里得着呢？
Where can we attain the authority of God?
一样在真耶稣教。
It is in true Jesus Church.
所以不是我们自己在讲自己。
It is not us boasting about ourselves.
却是这四个救赎的功能全部在真耶稣教会实现，在真耶稣教会彰显，在真耶稣教会执行。
Truly and verily, these four great functions of redemption have been manifested, implemented in the true Jesus Church.
这样今天这样的讲解不是现在才讲的。
And we are not only explaining this today.
从1917年开始传真教会被建立，传福音的时候，就这样的宣传呐、就这样的来见证、
The same message of the gospel has been preached since 1917, when the True Jesus Church was founded.
所以当然引起很多人的攻击，很多人的不满，很多人的讥笑了。
And surely invited a lot of attack from other people and also mocking them.
这种攻击、这种毁谤、这种讥笑，已经攻击了100多年。
Their attacks and their criticism of us have been going on for more than a century.
但今天真教会全球各地不断地建立神的。
But the True Jesus Church continues to expand all around the world.
不被击倒吗？
Has it been defeated?
反而越传越广。
And yet the gospel continues to preach.
这是圣灵的权柄、圣灵的能力、圣灵的工作。
That's the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit.
若真教会不是神的教会，不是圣灵的权柄，早都倒了，哪还可以维持到100多年？
If the True Jesus Church has not been founded and built by the power of the Holy Spirit, it would have fallen long ago.
所以这个第六个声音是对真教会非常重要的一个宣告。
The sixth voice from heaven is a very important proclamation.
我称它为救赎的四大功能。
I call it the four great functions of redemption.
这四大功能全部在真耶稣教会彰显出来。
All of which are manifested only in true Jesus Church.
记住神四大功能就是神的救恩。
Remember, the four great functions are about the salvation grace.
第二就是神的能力。
And also the power of God.
在第三就是神的国度。
Thirdly, the kingdom of God.
第四就是神的权柄。
Fourthly, the might and authority of God.
一样都是神的荣耀来的。
All of them are the glory of God.
好，我们回到第十节。
We go back to verse 10.
启示录十二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 12.
这个约翰说：“我听见。”
John here says, "I heard."
约翰写启示录都是从听见和看见写下来的。
When John wrote the book of Revelation, he wrote what he heard.
约翰听见了，你听见了吗？
And John had heard. Have you heard?
我们都听见了，你听见了吗？
We have all heard, but have you heard?
不要说你听不见哦。
Don't say that you have not.
因为这是大声的声，很大声的声音来的。
Because it is a very loud voice.
不是小小声说的。
Not in whisper.
这是很大的见证来的。
It is a great testimony.
这是很大的欢呼啊。
It is a great cheer.
所以圣灵启示。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit revealed.
有耳可听的就应当听。
That those who have ears hear, listen.
圣灵对每一个教会讲话的时候，都结束的时候都是这样讲。
Whenever the Holy Spirit spoke to the every church, he said this.
每一间都是这样子,
every church he spoke
有耳可听的就应当听,
this. He who has ear, let him hear.
但是后来我们明白了,
and later, do we understand?
原来不是教会,不是每一个信徒都有耳朵听的,
turn out that not everyone in the church has an ear to hear.
因为有些有耳朵的, 他根本不听神的声音,
and some who have ear that don't hear the words of God.
他对天上来的声音没有兴趣,
they have no interest in the voice from heaven.
他的兴趣就是喜欢听四重 地上来的声音，从世界来的声音。
All they are interested in are the voices from the world and also the voices from the people.
甚至有些更离谱的，若是从魔鬼来的声音，更有兴趣。
Worse still, they are even more intrigued and interested in the voices of the devil.
你听见了吗？
Have you heard?
耶翰说我听见了。
Jesus, John said he heard.
好，再看第十节。
We look at verse 10.
第十节这里说，那个 昼夜控告我们弟兄的，那个控告我们的已经被甩下去了。
The accuser of our brethren who accuse us day and night has been cast out.
主耶稣特别的启示我们说，撒旦他不只是控告我们，他是昼夜都不断的、不停的在控告我们。
Jesus revealed to us that Satan not only does he accuse us, but he accuses unceasingly from day to night.
所以。 撒旦也被称为控告者。
Therefore, Satan is also known as the accuser.
毁谤者。
The slanderer.
所以在圣经我们看到他控告约瑟下监牢。
The Bible tells us that he was the one who accused Joseph into the prison.
而且他控告的那件事是笑死人的。
And his accusation was laughable.
如果约瑟做坏事、做恶事， 然后被下监牢，那是应该的，因为他做恶事呀。
Had Joseph committed any crime, then he was it was right for him to be thrown in prison.
罪有应得啊，应该把他丢到监牢去啊。Then
it would be justifiable that he be thrown to jail.
但撒旦控告约瑟下监牢，他是控告什么，你知道吗？
But the accusation that Satan had on him
是控告一个虚假的罪名，没有发生的事情。
Was a baseless one. 控告没有发生的事情。 Well, baseless one. Nothing that like that had happened.
他是控告约瑟，因为守神的道理，因为对主人忠心，因为对神圣洁，控告他。
And he would have accused him for being faithful to the Lord,
是吧?
For being holy.
不是吗? 难道不是吗?
Is that not so?
如果约瑟是做坏事的，是跟他的主人太太发生关系的，是乱七八糟的，撒旦就不会控告他咯。
Had Joseph,
肯定不会控告他的，肯定也不会下监牢的呀。
Because had Joseph not done anything wrong, had Joseph done all the wicked things.
所以你要搞清楚撒旦的控告是什么，知道吗？
Then Satan would not accuse him.
不是你做错事，你做恶事控告你，是你做对事，你守神的诫命控告你啊。
It is not because you have done something good, you have done something wrong, Satan will not accuse you. Something righteous, Satan will accuse you. It is different from how people accuse
you.
I'm talking about the word, the holy word from
above.
It's meant for us to be holy.
For
us to manifest the glory of God.
That
we are able to cleanse our souls to be holy. It is because of this kind of sermons that I was accused. I am not speaking the wrong message from the pulpit that I was accused. That becomes this accusation of Satan. Are you a part of this?
你有参与在里面吗?
Have you participated?
你有替传道讲话吗?
Do you speak on my behalf?
不需要你替传道讲话。
I don't need you to speak on my behalf.
你要替主耶稣讲。
I need you to speak on behalf of Jesus.
替你的道理，讲出来的道理来讲话。
On behalf of the word that is spoken.
那些道理是神的道理，是主耶稣的道理。
Because this is the word of the Lord God, the word of Jesus.
耶稣说，撒旦不只是控告者，他是昼夜不停的控告我。
Jesus said he revealed that Satan accused us day and night.
而且我点出了他的控告是因为你做对的，他就控告。
I pointed out that they only accuse us because we have done right.
所以一些讲道人讲对的道理，讲圣洁的道理，他就控告。
A sermon speaker deliver a holy sermon, he will be accused.
那他也曾经控告摩西啊。
And the devil also accused Moses.
他控告摩西的罪名就是说摩西是骄傲的。
And he accused Moses as someone proud.
因为他自以为哈，他的控告说摩西自以为只有神可以跟他讲话，就他有资格跟神讲话，我们都没有。
Satan accused Moses that Moses thought himself worthy to speak with God, and we are not worthy.
他被控告的理由是这个，知道吗？
That is his reason of accusation.
意思说他很骄傲了。
That's to say Moses must be someone proud.
可是圣经怎么评论？
But how did the Bible comment?
评论摩西呢？
Comment comment on Moses.
而且是神的评论。
And that's comment from God.
他在我的家是全然尽忠啊。
And he is
完全的忠心。
Moses as one who is most faithful in my house.
他的谦和胜过世上的众人。
And that his meekness is beyond an incomparable.
你看，他的空怪就是乱七八糟呀。
And the accusation from Satan.
圣经说他是最谦卑的工人。
The Bible commented that he is the most meek.
神也见证他是在神那家最忠心的工人。
God also testified that he is the most faithful.
魔鬼控告他是最骄傲的。
Yet Satan had accused him of being the proud one.
所以借助他的哥哥姐姐将来责备他。
And this accusation had been through his brother and sister.
那他又控告叶伯。
And he also accused Job.
耶波的信仰是最对神的心是最真实的，没有一个人像他这么真实。
The faith of Job is the truest among all.
可是撒旦控告他说他的信仰是假的。
But Satan accused him of having a false faith.
他这样敬拜你是因为他要得到你的祝福，要得到你的钱财，要得到你的宝富。
Job only worships you because he wants to have your protection, your wealth, and your goodness.
神说不是的，他敬拜我不是为了这些。
God said no, he does not worship me because of these.
说你不信就试试看啊。
If you don't believe me, you can try.
你拿掉他的篱笆，你保护的网拿掉，那个祝福拿掉，全部拿掉，看他还拜不拜你啊
？Remove your fence of protection around him, and or take away his blessings.
这些都是我们很熟悉的圣经故事。
These are the stories we are familiar with.
那要点出的是什么
？But what am I trying to point?
你发现到了没有
？Do you realize?
魔鬼控告我们的时候，刚刚好就是相反的。你正是你最真诚的，你最真实的，最忠心，他就控告你。
The devil will always accuse you when you are the truest, when you are doing it righteously.
如果我们做错了，我们骄傲了，我们犯罪了，他控告我们没话好说了。
But if we have fallen, if we have committed a sin, and it is right for him to accuse us.
所以弟兄姐妹
，But brothers and sisters,
教会有很多是是非非。
There are many gossips.
特别是对我们圣职人员的攻击批评。
And especially assault and criticism.
批评可以，你不要进入到攻击。
On the church workers, you can criticize, but do not attack.
进入到攻击的时候就是恶的。
If you attack, you become wicked.
如果这个传道这个执事这么糟糕，你为什么不好好的跟他谈呢？
跟他
用爱心说诚实话。
It's as bad as you say. Why don't you speak to him with love?
为什么在后面不断的攻击，在那边搞毁谤呢
？Why do you have to slander or backstab him?
你的目的是什么呢
？What is your goal?
要他倒是吗？要他离开是吗
？Do you want to remove him?
然后你觉得你成功了，你很厉害是吗
？When he's removed, you are successful.
然后教会再听不到这种骂人的道理，所谓骂人的道理是吗
？Then your church will not have someone scolding you.
魔鬼最喜欢你这样做，你继续做吧。
That's what devil desire of you.
他也控告主耶稣。
The devil also accused Jesus.
他也控告使徒们。
Also the apostles.
每一次的控告里面都是背后那个撒旦，都有撒旦在鼓弄啊。
Every accusation has been stirred up by Satan.
而且每一个控告都是假的，都不是真实的。
Every accusation is a false one.
哎呀，我的天哪，还昼夜控告天哦。
Oh dear, he accuses us day and night.
连睡觉都没办法让你好好睡觉。
You can't even sleep in peace.
因为晚上他会来找你啊。
Because the devil will come looking for you.
我有一段时间就是晚上我要休息，我太累了。他晚上每个晚上都来找我。
There was a period of time when I was so tired every night, but the devil came.
都不能够让我好好的睡觉。
And disturbed me.
时常在睡到半夜当中，睡到熟睡当中吓醒了，喊叫起来。
Very frequently in my deep slumber, I would be awakened and
不单止我不能够安睡，我的太太、我的家人更都不能够平安啊。
Not only.
爸爸在做什么？爸爸为什么在？
Not only do I not have peace, my family members also not have peace.
你三更半夜在喊叫的时候，你看旁边人怕不怕？我问你。
Because I would let out a shout in the middle of the night, and I would have scared others.
早上要弄你，要控告你，晚上来对付你。
In the day, the devil accused me. In the night, the devil would disturb me.
这是主耶稣讲的。
That's also what Jesus said.
这个昼夜都在控告我们。
The devil accuses us day and night.
所以我们要时刻警醒。
Therefore, we have to be vigilant at all times.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Not to leave any foothold to the devil.
有一次在赶鬼的时候
，There was one time when I was casting out a demon.
刚好只有那一个传道在。
There was in this particular time there was only one preacher.
当然是那个传道去帮助协助赶鬼咯，到信徒的家赶鬼。
This preacher in the region had to be sent to cast out a demon.
那个传道一到这个信徒的家门前
，When this preacher arrives at the house or the gate of this member,
刚刚开车门要下车，鬼就从房子里面冲到。 门口去，那个篱笆，篱笆面前。
He opens the car door and gets down, and he sees that the devil, the demon possessed man, rushing to the gate.
然后很凶恶的用手指着这个传道。
And very angrily, he points at the preacher.
我不怕你的。
I am not scared of you.
我不怕你的。
I am not scared of you.
因为你很懒惰的。
Because you are someone lazy.
魔鬼控告我们的传道是个懒惰的传道人。
The devil accuses that this preacher is a lazy preacher.
懒惰里面当然有很多故事咯，很多可以创造的故事咯。
And surely when you say that, you can make up a lot of stories about him.
如果你听到魔鬼在赶鬼的时候这样来控告你，你怎么办？
When you hear the devil accusing you as someone lazy,
大家旁边的执事、旁边弟兄姐妹说，这个懒惰的传道来。
Everyone around this preacher will be looking at him and suspecting that he must be lazy.
连鬼哈，他要怎么赶鬼呢？他怎么有能力权柄赶鬼
？So how would he then have the power to cast out a demon?
控告他，骂他。
The devil accused him.
结果这个传道怎么回答这个附鬼的人
？How did the preacher reply?
我没有在现场。
I wasn't there.
我听了我很难过。
But I heard it, I was sad.
我真的很难过。
I was very saddened.
我替这个传道难过。
I was saddened for him.
魔鬼这样控告你。
The preacher was
accused. 你怎么回答他？
How would you reply?
这个传道说是是是三个是。
The preacher replied, yes, yes, yes.
我以前是，但我现在没有了。
In the past I was, but now not anymore.
你在讲什么呀？
What are you saying?
你跟魔鬼说我是是是，我是懒惰的。但我以前是，我现在没有了。你跟魔鬼解释吗？
Are you trying
to, 你需要跟魔鬼解释吗？
Are you trying to justify yourself in front of the devil, saying that yes, I was, but now not anymore.
他在控告你啊。
The devil is accusing you.
里面很多都是不真实的呀。
There are many falsehoods.
就算是真实的。
Even if it were true.
我们也不需要向他解释的，知道吗？
You don't have to justify yourself.
这个传道跟他一解释，那个魔鬼就大大声笑啊，讥笑他，很轻视的笑他。
The preacher tried to justify himself. The devil started laughing.
然后就不再踩那，离踩那个传道回到家里去。
The devil laughingly walked back
in. 那个传道怎样奉主的名赶你，奉着他都看着他笑，他一直笑，他都不理他。
And every time the preacher tried to cast him out in the name of Jesus, it was only laughing.
然后用手这样子那个放在嘴巴上，你很懒惰的。
And
the
demon possessed person only pointed at the preacher, saying that you are such a lazy man.
他怎么会怕你？
How can a devil be afraid of you?
而且你又跟他解释。
And you have justified yourself in front of him.
如果遇到我，
if he were to face me,
你们都说我是坏传道，但我就是坏的呀。
You call me
对某别人坏的，老实讲。
You call me a bad preacher, then I would be bad to the demons.
我没有给脸色打开，我没有跟他讲好话的，绝对不会跟他讲好话的。
I wouldn't want to say anything nice to him.
你跟魔鬼解释啊，是，就是跟他讲好话。
You are trying to be courteous to the devil, trying to explain yourself.
那传道，如果是你，你要怎么讲？
A preacher, what would you say?
怎么讲啊？很简单啊。
I would say,
关你什么事啊？
It is none of your business.
如果魔鬼控告我说你很懒惰的，我不怕你的，我会问他关你什么事呀？
The devil accuses me, I would say, it is none of your business.
奉主耶稣圣名赶你。
In the name of Jesus, I cast you out.
应该是这样回答呀。
You should have replied.
就算我真的是懒惰。
Even if I am really lazy.
我对不起主，对不起教会。
I am sorry to the church.
我有亏欠，我有软弱。
I have my weaknesses.
关你什么事呀？
That's none of your business.
主耶稣会管教我，主耶稣会对付我，关你什么事呀？
My Lord Jesus will chastise me. It is none of your business.
对不对？
Isn't it?
没有跟不需要跟他解释的，甚至责备他，不关你的事。
There's no need to justify or explain yourself.
我的神，我的老板是天上的神。
My boss is the God in heaven.
我整个人都是他的，我生命也属于他，他才有权柄管我，有权柄来审判我。
My everything belongs to him. I belong to him.
就算我懒惰。我也不关你的事呀。
Even if I'm lazy, it is none of your business.
主耶稣会管教我，主耶稣会是主耶稣会帮助我啊，甚至会帮助我啊。
Jesus will help me and chastise me.
他甚至会改变我啊。
He will change me.
那关你什么事呢？
That's none of your business.
应该是这样。
You should have replied like that.
我今天不是说要批评谁。
I'm not trying to criticize.
是要叫醒大家。
I'm trying to awaken everyone.
有一天你被魔鬼控告的时候。
If one day you are accused.
你不要心虚，你知道吗？是啊，好像很诚实，好像很谦卑。哦，是，我承认了。
Do not be,
你不要蒙弄，知道吗？
Do not be so guilty and yourself, and you started to.Explain to the devil.
我们来这里不是跟他解释，不是听他讲的。我们来这里是我来这里就是要赶你的，奉主的名赶你走的。
You have come to cast out a demon and not to explain to the demon.
你离开这里不是你的地方。
And get out of here. This does not place belong to you.
这是我在赶鬼当中遇到的听到的一件事。
This is a testimony that I heard about casting out demons.
另一件事情,
Another matter
是一个执事,
is about a deacon.
他对除偶像有点恐惧。
He was somewhat afraid of abolishing idols.
就叫了几个弟兄姐妹跟他去做，帮他壮胆这样。
He invited a few church brethren to help him boost up his confidence.
有这种害怕，我们也可以理解，因为信心不够。
We can understand that if he is afraid of.
其实又不是赶鬼，只是除偶像嘛。
It is not about casting out demons, only to abolish the altar.
就是一般的偶像啊，那些挂在门前那些偶像。
It's just some Chinese altars that they place in the house.
不知道是个执事，他怎么样除偶像？
How did this deacon abolish the altars?
偶像台了，偶像的面前。
This deacon walked in front of the altar.
他用两只手啊，
with both his hands.
奉主耶稣圣名，请你出来。他这样。 请你出来，让请神这样客客气气。
He said very courteously, "In the name of Jesus, I invite you out." Oh dear!
你对魔鬼这么客气，这么温柔的。
You are so gentle and courteous to the devil.
你对我客气是吗？我就对你不客气了。
Since you are gentle to me, I will not be gentle to you.
你是来拆我的家呢？
You are not abolishing my house.
你是来对付我的你。
You are fighting me.
那我还要对你客气吗？
Should I be courteous to you?
你却对我这么客气。
But you are courteous.
结果在墙壁上啊，那个偶像那个墙壁。 伸出一只魔鬼的手，很大只的手，整个手是黑黑的，整只手都是毛啊，长长的毛。All
of a sudden, from the out of the wall, where the altar is placed, there was a great hand, a furry hand.
那个魔鬼的手哦，一巴掌给他啪刮过去。A
big furry hand of the devil came out of the wall and slapped him in the face.
这个只是被魔鬼的手刮到一巴掌哈，喷出去。
The devil was
昏迷。
The deacon had been slapped in the face, and he was suddenly not conscious.
马上送医院了，没有办法再除偶像。
He was unconscious, and he was sent to the hospital.
在那个医院昏迷三天。
In the hospital, he was in coma for 3 days.
后来他见证了，那三天都是一条大蛇大蟒蛇卷着他，然后那舌头一直对着他的脸呐，一直要吞噬他，那个舌头一直伸出来。
Later, he testified that in his coma, he actually saw this vision of the great python or great snake crawling around him, trying to swallow him.
要除偶像，结果被魔鬼捆绑。
He was supposed to abolish the altar, and he was bound by the devil instead.
要除偶像，结果被魔鬼打了。
He was trying to abolish the altar, and he had been slapped in the face.
我们的权柄在哪里？
Where is our authority?
对传道人就这么凶。
You are so fierce to the preacher. You are so fierce to the members.
对魔鬼就这么客气,
but you are courteous to the devil.
这么温柔,
you are gentle to the devil.
你在做什么呀?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? 为什么今天讲到这个?
Why am I talking about this?
讲到魔鬼的控告,
the accusation of the devil.
但是我刚才不讲四个救赎的功能吗? 当中有权柄吗?
But I was talking about the four great functions of redemption, one of which is authority. But the accusation of Satan today is without use. It is not because we are perfect. And there are many ways or many bad deeds that we have done. But the accusation of the devil is void. Do you know why? Why is his accusation void? Because the Lord Jesus will show his precious blood. All his sins have been redeemed. All his debts have been compensated for. What do you have to do with
this?
If he has sins, if he has weaknesses, it is between me and him. Yes, you are right. Whatever he is doing wrong, it is wrong. Not every accusation is baseless. Some of them are real. But what does it have to do with you? I will chastise him. He belongs to me.
他不是属于你的。
He does not belong to you.
我要原谅他，还是要惩罚他，还是要审问他，那是我的权利啊，关你什么事？
Whether I forgive him or whether I punish him, it is up to me, not you.
所以保罗这样讲。
Therefore, Paul said,
为什么魔鬼的控告现在没有功效，失去功效？
Why is it that the devil has no power to accuse us?
这是很重要、很宝贵的圣经。
It is a very precious teaching from God.
是来应付这个魔鬼的控告。
That's to counter the accusation of the devil.
请看罗马书八章。
Return to First Corinthians, Romans.
我们好好的读三十一节到三十九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to verse 39.
我们好好的读了。
We read properly.
一、三。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义的，谁定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边，也替我们祈求。三十五节，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。注意哦，三十九节，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣里面的呀。你以为魔鬼这样控告几句话，控告几句话，那就我们跟神的关系就断绝了，我们跟神的关系就没有了。
That few words from the devil accusing us will be able to destroy our relationship with God.
魔鬼以为这样控告控告过后，然后主耶稣就把我们丢掉了，就不爱我们了，就不理我们了。
Would Jesus forsake us because the devil accuses us?
没有一件事情可以把神的爱跟我们来隔绝。
There's not one thing that can separate us from the love of God.
除非你自己不要了。
Unless you choose to separate.
你自己丢掉耶稣，丢掉十字架，丢掉天国，你自己丢掉了。
Unless you forsake Jesus, you forsake kingdom heaven.
你如果没有丢掉，虽然有软弱，又虽然有做错，耶稣都还没有丢，没有这样丢掉我。
If you have not forsaken God, and although you have already committed bad things,
这里说他现在正在不断的替我们祷告，你没有看到吗？刚才那节圣经。
Here the Bible tells us that he continues to intercede for us.
站在神的右边，不断替我们祷告。
He continues to pray for us, by God's side.
为什么要替我们祷告
？Why would he pray for us?
当然有过错，有需要才替我们祷告呀。
That's because we have done wrong and we are sinned.
不是说哦，有做错了，有不对了，就丢掉我们了，不理你了，不祷告了。
It's not because we have done wrong, we are weak, and God will forsake us.
所以魔鬼的控告是失去了功效。
Therefore, the accusation of the devil would be nullified.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank the Lord Jesus.
感谢神的爱。
Thank God for His love.
既然没有任何事情可以让基督的爱、神的爱跟我们隔绝。
Since nothing shall sever us from the love of Christ and of God.
那么你也要立志。
You should also be determined.
没有任何事情，任何一件事，让我不爱我的主，让我离开主耶稣。没有一件事。
Let nothing allow you to separate yourself from the love of the Lord Jesus.
你听好了。
Hear this.
就算我有过错。
Even if I have done wrong.
我讲错了。
I have spoken
wrongly. 我做错了。
I have done wrong.
我走错路了。
I have walked the wrong way.
是的，是我错了。
Yes, I have done wrong.
但是这些错也不会让我离开主，丢弃主耶稣的话。
But all of these wrongs that I've committed will not make me leave the commands of God.
我死死都抓住。
I will always hold on.
我错是错了，但是我还是抓住神。
I may be wrong, but I will hold on to God.
抓住神的话，神的应许。
Hold on to His words, hold on to His promises.
抓住这个十字架，这个救赎，这个赦免。
I will hold on to the salvation grace of the cross.
这你一定要做到哦。
You have to do this.
你这个做不到，那是你的事情了。
If you can't do this,
你不要做耶稣。丢下你，丢弃你，耶稣没有救你。
Don't say that the Lord has forsaken you.
既然我们软弱过错，没有一件事情让神不再爱我们。
Since
没有一件事可以让神不再爱我们。
Since nothing would separate us from God's love, including our wrongs.
那我们也应该是没有任何一件事情可以让我们离开主。
The same manner that we must say that nothing would also allow us to make us leave.
我说很多批评啊，是啊。
Yes, I have been criticized. Many people dislike me.
魔鬼不断地控告啊,
the devil continues to accuse me.
那我离开主吗?
But do I leave the God of the church?
离开传道的工作吗?
Do I leave my
我离开真耶稣教会吗?
Do I leave my stewardship as a preacher?
我离开这些圣经道理吗?
Do I leave the teachings of the Bible?
你离开了就是中了魔鬼诡计, 魔鬼就是要你离开啊。
If you choose to leave, then you have fallen into the trap of the devil.
那么神就会很伤说, 是你离开我, 不是我离开你, 你为什么要离开我?
And with a broken heart, God will say to you, why have you left me? Why do you listen to the devil? Why do you listen to the devil? The devil will accuse you to make you leave. You must understand this sermon.
不只是今天啊,
and also every other sermon. Especially sermon about salvation and repentance.
这是第六个声音,
this is a sixth voice from heaven.
从天上来的声音,
from heaven.
神的四个救赎的功能来到了,
the four great functions of redemption have come.
哦, 那我们没有时间再讲胜过撒旦的方法,
we have no time to discuss the ways to overcome the devil.
如果按照主耶稣这里的启示,
according to revelation of Jesus here,
12章11节,
chapter 12 verse 11,
弟兄能够胜过这个撒旦是什么呢?
What are we able to overcome the devil with?
第一是因为羔羊的血,
firstly by the blood of the lamb.
第二是自己所信的道所见证的道理,
secondly by the testimony that we have seen.
见证的道理就是实实在在你清清楚楚的见证见得到的,
testimony is something that is true and experience. And it is also by your own experience.
那第三件事,
and thirdly,
就算死, 哦, 会死,
even to the point of death, I will not love my life, I will die for the gospel.
就是不怕死,
that's to say, I do not fear
所以,
death.
胜过撒旦的三个方法,
three ways to overcome the devil.
第一,羔羊的血,
firstly, by the blood of the
Lamb. That's
to clarify to us the importance of baptism.
有再多的阻挡, 再多的毁谤, 我们也要进入到
and regardless of the hindrances and also accusation against us, we have to be baptized.
哦,这个插座氧气管的, 哦,呼吸做那个氧气筒的, 靠氧气筒的, 也照样把它抬下去。
Even the sickly in the hospital ought to also be taken to be baptized.
嗯,虽然被人家笑,被人家骂,
even if we were to be mocked at,
说我们很极端,说我们很傻,
calling us the extremists, calling us foolish, how can any Christian do this? No other churches do it, only through Jesus' church.
再困难,
no matter how difficult,
也要替他死,
we have to baptize him.
再有阻挡,
no matter how much hindrance,
也要照主的方法给他死,
we have to baptize according to Jesus' method.
一次讥笑, 一次的阻挡, 一次的毁谤呢, 换来他永远的得救,
because a one time of hindrance and a mockery, and we will be able to gain him the entry to eternal life. This is the way to overcome the devil. That's secondly the word of God. The truth that we talk about. Thirdly, to not fear death.
有一个弟兄他已经被正式, 癌症末期了,
there was a church.
他的生命,医生说随时会死掉,
brother who had been diagnosed with a terminal cancer where he would die.
好,那么到医院就是打麻,那麻飞啊,就是那些毒,给他昏迷的啦,
in the hospital,
不要这么痛苦,
he would be administered morphine or any other medicine that reduces pain.
这些麻飞还是痛,还是不能止痛,
but even with all of this morphine and medication,
他就要求说,安息日后他要去教会,
it is still painful for him, he requested to go to church.
医生说,你到这种地步了,你还要去敬拜,你还要去教会吗?
And it is already so painful, why are you still going to church?
他说,我要去敬拜我的神。
He said, I want to worship my God.
他说,你知道吗,你这样出气哦, 你随时会死掉的,
you know that,
随时会断气的,
you know that if you leave the hospital, you might die anytime.
所以医院呢,
the hospital did not allow him to go.
他一直要求申请说我要出去敬拜神,
but he kept appealing to the hospital that he wanted to go to church to worship.
医生说你不怕死吗?
The doctor asked, do you not fear death? I do not fear.
我就算死在教会, 出来死在教会, 也好过死在医院啊。
It would be better for me to die in a church than in the hospital.
如果在医院也是会死, 然后去教会敬拜神也会死, 我选择去教会敬拜神死掉。
If I would die in the hospital, I would choose to die having the church service and worshiping God.
因为他说难道在医院就不会死吗? 医生说在医院也会死啊。
And he said, since I will also die in the hospital, I might also die.
那你出去也会死啊。
And I might die outside.
那两个地方到哪里都会死，那我甘愿死在神里面啊。
Either,
我甘愿我死的时候正在敬拜神当中死掉呀。
Either way, either place, I would still die. I would rather die.
这就是真正的信仰。
While worshiping God, this is true faith.
不怕死，像这里说的，连死都不怕。
He is fearless of death.
如果要死，我选择死在主耶稣里面。
If I would die, I would die in the Lord.
反正我都要死。
Since I was,
我在医院也会死，我回家我也会死。
I would die at home. I would die in hospital.
为什么我不选择在聚会敬拜神中死掉？
Why not choose to die while worshiping God?
我现在可以做的事情。
That's what I can do.
我现在还可以做。
This what I can still do.
我要敬拜神。
I will worship God.
好过我在那边等死，一直在那边等死。
It would be better for me to wait.
所以我没有办法来了，来也没有办法来了。
Unless there's no way for me to go.
那就没办法。
There's no other way.
我现在可以来啊。
But I still can.
只要人家扶着我哈。抬着我来就可以了。
I just need someone to help me.
我听了这个见证，我心里很感动。
When I heard this testimony, I was really moved.
这是真正的哦，很坚强的信仰。
This is strong and persistent faith.
向外邦人、向医院、向专家来见证，我宁愿死在神的主耶稣里面。
He was testifying to the Gentiles, to the hospital, saying that he is willing to die in the church while worshiping God.
所以来聚会不是说你不会死的嘛？来聚会说神就医好你？没有，我没有这样讲，我没有这样相信。
He did not say that he would be cured of his illness when he came to church.
我只是很简单的，就死也死在主耶稣里面，就这么简单。
But very simply, he wanted to die, choose to die in the Lord.
请看启示录的第二章。
You look at Revelation chapter 2.
这个就是这个荣耀的冠冕，荣耀的信仰。
This is the glorious crown and glorious faith.
请看启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
十到十一节。
Verse 10 to verse 11.
来，一、二、三。你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你勿要至死忠心哦，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死的害。这里不单只是受患难十日啊
，Not only ten tribulations for 10 days，
里面可能会连生命都失去啊。
And you might die from within this tribulation。How do you know?
耶稣说：“你勿要至死忠心啊，甚至付出生命代价也忠心。
Be faithful until death, even if you have to lose your life.
啊，不是十天二十天的问题。
Not about a tribulation for 10 days or 20 days.
甚至会付出生命。
You might die.
那你也要死也要忠心。
Even then, you be faithful.
你做得到吗
？Can you do that?
我来唱诗。